This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Notre Dame's first black head football coach will not be returning for a fourth season. Tyrone Willingham was fired yesterday for not winning enough games. He was previously head football coach at Stanford. Joseph Casco of member station WVPE reports from South Bend, Indiana.
The head coaching position at Notre Dame is considered by some to be one of the most prestigious jobs in all of sports. Willingham got off to a good start his first year. In 2002, Notre Dame opened the season with an 8-game winning streak. He led the Irish to a record of 10-3 that season and a berth in a New Year's Day bowl game. As a result, Willingham was honored with several Coach of the Year awards. But things took a turn for the worse the next two seasons, as Willingham posted records of 5-7 in 2003 and 6-5 in 2004. The poor showing put the coach in hot water with alumni and fans, with many of them calling for his firing on local talk radio and on various websites. Notre Dame senior Bill Coffey.
Kind of excited. I think this was coming, and I think it had to be done. But I think in general, we weren't really improving too much as a football team. We were probably getting worse. We're getting blown out by teams that probably shouldn't have been blowing out. It was time.
Notre Dame athletic director Kevin White says the decision was made in concert with the school's senior leadership, including university president Father Edward Malloy. White says Willingham has done some wonderful things, but ultimately a lack of winning led to his firing.
We simply have not made the progress on the field that we need to make, nor have we been able to create the positive momentum necessary in our efforts to return the Notre Dame program to the elite level of the college football world.
It's becoming a growing trend in college football for coaches to produce wins quickly or face the wrath of disgruntled alumni and fans. Last month, another high-profile football program, the University of Florida, fired head coach Ron Zook in the middle of his third season, despite a winning record. Even though Willingham had his detractors, news of his release was met with surprise from most on the Notre Dame campus. Brian Veith is a sophomore from Cincinnati.
He stands for everything this university embodies, and that's, you know, not just to win football games, which, you know, in due time I think he would have done, but to produce quality young men.
A number of students rallied on the steps of the famed Golden Dome to show their support for the coach. Most Notre Dame players declined to comment, however most were visibly saddened and surprised by the news. It's unclear who might become the next coach at Notre Dame, but many published reports list Urban Meyer as the top candidate. Meyer is a former Notre Dame assistant coach and is the current coach at the University of Utah. For NPR News, I'm Joseph Casco in South Bend, Indiana.